All right, day three, benfotiamine. Energy's good. Everything's good. I did pull a ankle, twist an ankle somewhere along the way. It could have been, not sure. I was building a fence the other day. Not sure what I did there. Could have been lifting something. See how long that takes to heal. Benfotiamine, vitamin B, vitamin A, and D3. Added D3 on day three. What I'm doing is just testing energy levels with benfotiamine and B1 complex. Everything pretty much is the same regimen. Coconut oil, MCT oil, and cutting back sugar. That pain, I did mess up yesterday and I ate some sugar, a couple cookies. And that might have been, and then my ankle started hurting. So let's see if it goes away today, because I'm not going to eat any sugar. I shouldn't have done it. I knew better. I promise you, sugar is a poison. And it's, you can go without eating it for a year, and then all of a sudden you just say, I gotta have a sugar cookie or something, a donut or something that messes you up. The the programs that are running in people are numerous, and it's just like the Matrix movie, the AI flesh mind. You know, somebody's running on a program to always please a people pleaser. Somebody's running on a program to save somebody. Somebody's always running on a program to be seen, pride. Somebody might be running on a program to get their identity out of stuff. Somebody's running on a program to please their mom, who was a narcissist. And then they try to, that same program's trying to please their wife, who's a narcissist, or psychopath, or sociopath, or it's these little programs. And what I've noticed, when you start breaking all programs as you see them, and these people from the past, these past people try to come into your world, right? And they start to cross boundaries, or try to cross boundaries and all, and you hold the program accountable, that program wants to kill you. It's just like the movie The Matrix. Agent Smith wants to kill you because Agent Smith is a program. And in all the movies, the program, the AI flesh mind, wants to kill people. The machine man, the robot man, the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, all these AI flesh creatures want to kill you if you're not in the program. Be in God's program is freedom. To be in the devil's program, the world, the flesh, and probably life, is slavery. And they want to be a slave, but they want to make you a slave at the same time. They want reciprocal players in the program. If they're in the pig pen, they want you in the pig pen. And so it's real, people. It's a program. You marry some woman and she doesn't, her mom will clean the house for her, and she don't want to do any duties at the house because she's running on a program. She wants you to do everything for her because her mama or her sister or somebody did everything for her. She was able to manipulate them, then she can't manipulate you, and she gets mad at you, and you become the bad guy, and she has to gossip, which is a program. She has to make you look like Hitler, which is a program. She tries to provoke you to make you look like the bad guy, just like a narcissist. Because it's a program. she might want her whole self-image is how, look, a lot of people get their image, their self-image out of somebody else, who they're married to. Well, they got a good job. I'm married to such and such. I'm married to the president. I'm married to the governor. I'm married to the CEO. I'm married to an engineer. I'm married to a scientist. I'm married to, they get their identity out of their house, their car, their job. Wait, when there's a war, what are they going to get their, they're going to fall apart and die. They're propping themselves up on a program. Look at me, I got a suit and tie on. Look at me, I got the best dress or whatever. I got a Rolex watch. It's a program. It's all programs. Identity crisis. When it hits, they crash and burn. And when you don't hold up their program or their, you don't give them any kind of praise and adoration for being a clay vessel, because they're just a water vessel going back to the grave. When you don't build them up, it breaks their program. They get mad because they want that admiration or kudos or whatever you want to call it. And so Agent Smith is everywhere around you, and there's a lot of different programs. And if you don't get in their drama, their gossip, you're the enemy. Because that's their habit. They're in the pig pen, in that program, whatever it is, and they want somebody else playing in the pig pen. And when you don't play in the pig pen, you're the enemy. They got to make stuff up about you. It's not even real. It's not even real. And it's true for denominations. It's true for gematria. It's true for the New Age. If you don't, if the New Age comes in, see, the new witchcraft is the New Age. They'll say, you go over and try to talk to them just to see where they come from. And they'll say something like, do you want a reading? Do you want a reading? What do you mean a reading? A tarot card reading. Oh, so you are a witch. You want a reading? No, I don't want a reading. I don't need a reading. I already know who I am in Christ. I set the pace down here. I set the goal. If God leads me in one direction and I go, and then he moves it to another, I've changed directions. But while I'm in that direction, I set the pace. He tells me to go this way, then I make some plans. Why do I need a reading? God is blessing me no matter what I do. I have freedom down here to do whatever, unless it's hurting somebody else. Love your neighbors yourself. As long as it's helping somebody, I have freedom to do whatever. People say, what's God's will? What do you want to do? Blah, blah, blah. Is it hurt people or help people? Help people. Do it. Does it hurt people? Yeah, don't do it. Plain and simple. Really easy. Easy as pie, to be honest with you. He gives you freedom of movement. And he wants you to do what you enjoy doing, because that's why you're here, to enjoy the grace of life till you get your new body, you know? Not to necessarily have fun. There's going to be sacrifice, but you should enjoy, even if it's sacrifice, you should find something. Jesus went to the cross, the joy set before him. Whatever you're sacrificing, make sure you enjoy it. Enjoy the sacrifice. Break all programs if you can. Praise God. That should be the goal, break the programs and walk in the Spirit.